SBS Radio.
My guest is Kylie Lee Bradford, founder and owner of Kakadu Tiny Tots, an Indigenous-owned company that creates authentic Aboriginal clothing, accessories and artwork. The company was founded to provide Australia with quality Aboriginal-based children's clothing that showcases and acknowledges the talents of the Aboriginal people of Australia. Now, in our conversation today, we will focus on how Kakadu Tiny Tots has evolved and fared in 2020, a year like no other before, disrupted by what many call a once-in-a-lifetime event, the COVID-19 pandemic. We also discuss where to from now. Now, welcome to NITV Radio, Kylie Lee.
Thank you for having me.
Now, tell us about Kakadu Tiny Tots and how you've navigated the 2020, a year like no other before.
Hello, so my name is Kylie Lee Bradford. I'm a proud Murrumbal woman from Kakadu National Park in the Northern Territory. My company is 5 years young, so we're still classified as a startup. We started with developing beautiful organic baby clothing with hand-painted art from my region there in Kakadu. Everything comes with a beautiful Dreamtime story. In year one, we were on the show Shark Tank, which was really, really exciting. We were offered two investments, which we later turned down due to our investors not sort of aligning with our mission and vision to what we want to do with our community. So fast forward to 2020 and very, very tough. I mean, we woke up February during COVID and realised that we'd lost 80% of our business because we were in the tourism sector quite heavily. Airports were stocking us, large tourism destinations were stocking us. We had to really, really quickly go back to the drawing board and say, where do we need to be? What do we need to do? And navigate our way through that. So yeah, it was very challenging, but we have come out, or hopefully started to come out the other side.
And the Northern Territory had actually one of the strictest access restrictions during the pandemic.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, we had our biosecurity, which we were very strict with due to the pandemic. We didn't want to come anywhere, COVID, to come anywhere near our Indigenous communities. We've got a lot of elders there and a lot at very, very high risk of problematic, you know, infections and other things. So we were very, very strict on opening those. There was a good reason behind that.
Losing 80% of your business, you said, almost instantly. How did you bounce back?
It was very, very challenging. I actually went back to the drawing board and started having a look at my segment, at my target market, and I went out and interviewed 150 of my online customers to understand why they were buying off us, where they were buying from, what the value of our brand delivered to them. And from all that information, we soon realized that our target audience wasn't tourists. We actually outgrew that a few years ago, and it was now very eco-conscious mums and women around Australia that were more trying to support communities, were really conscious of environmental impact and I guess social impact as well. So yeah, it was really exciting. We are doing a rebrand of the whole of the Kakadu Tiny Tots.
What trajectory are you taking in the rebranding?
We outgrew Tiny Tots quite quickly. We knew there was a very big want for wellbeing products in the Indigenous space as well, in the organic space. We sit in a niche market there, having organic and Indigenous products. So I guess moving forward, we just really had to understand that space as well and be able to bring everything together and make sure that, because one of our biggest things is that we are sustainable, that we are giving back. So even though you're increasing your volume and you're increasing the lines that you're doing, you've got to make sure that you stick to all those promises that you're going to deliver your customers as well every time you bring on something new.
And have you bounced back to pre-COVID levels?
We're definitely up there. I didn't think, I had some doubts. I tell you what, it was really scary times. One of the biggest things that we've noticed lately is a lot of corporate involvement. So we're betting, Aboriginal Health Week and things like that. So a lot of people are coming to us about corporate gifting, which is so exciting. So they're being able to give their staff health and wellbeing presents and gifts during the COVID time. So please reach out to us as well for stuff like that, because it's been a direction that we've been really concentrating on. It's really, really cool space.
What other areas have you now ventured into?
We've got organic teas. We've got hand-blended essential oil bush candles. They all come with a beautiful story. We've got a Kakadu Plum skincare range that is really, really lovely, gentle skincare range for mums and teenagers. And a few more products. We've got native jams and chutneys. So really sort of targeting the mums and bubs wellbeing space.
When you say native, some of them are already mainstream and some are regional. So if I'm based in New South Wales or Victoria or even in Queensland, we might not have those specific ingredients that you use. So what ingredients have you introduced?
Yeah, definitely. We use farmers all around Australia. So from Aboriginal communities to direct farmers as well. So we've got a Davidson plum, which we use in our jams. So that's a native Davidson plum, which is a lovely sweet but tart flavour as well. We've got quandons, which a lot of people have tasted a quandon, which is beautiful. We've mixed that with the tropical mango as a chutney. That's got a hint of chilli as well in it. Then we've got a sea celery, which a lot of people haven't heard of that. So that's like almost a native herb that grows almost like guinea grass. And that's beautiful as well. And we've made that into a pickle.
Well, now you're available online. Is there any physical place where people can find your items and some of those you've described?
We do have some incredible stockists around Australia. We've got a lot of online eco and vegan friendly stockers, so Flora and Fauna, Natural Life, Biome. There are a few of our larger online stores, including our own KakaduTinyTots.com online store. We also have some physical presence. So if you're in the NT, we've got Aboriginal bush traders on the Esplanade there. If you do visit Kakadu, the Crocodile Hotel and Wadajun has also stocked our products up there as well, and Bawali Centre as well.
So as the good season returns and biosecurity restrictions ease, people start traveling so they can get to actually experience your products and maybe get to even meet you and get a better explanation of what you're offering there.
That'll be perfect.
Yeah. We are in the midst of Indigenous Business Month, and last year you were a winner of one of the prestigious awards. How has that affected and helped you not only build your business from where it was, but also going forward from the pandemic till today? How has that helped you?
It definitely has helped us. We won two awards recently. So we won the Australian Indigenous Excellence Award, and then we also won the PwC Award as well, which is an incredible award to help us navigate through the pandemic. We have a brand specialist that's come on board to help us identify our brand DNA and target market, which is incredible. And then we've got a marketing specialist that we're working with currently to revamp our website and to understand our strategic marketing plan over the next 5 years as well. So PwC have been incredible with helping me navigate through all those different pieces with such a new model.
The theme for this year's Indigenous Business Month is reinvigorate, maintain and expand. How have you actually followed in this theme besides working closely with PwC, who is a great partner of the Indigenous Business Month? What else?
Yeah, I think as for growing, I think it's really important to reach out to your networks and have a look at people in your space and reach out for help. A lot of people, they do it alone, and there's a lot of people out there that will give advice. I mean, I still mentor a lot of businesses, incredible Indigenous women in business, and the biggest thing is a group and a community to be able to lean on and ask those questions that, you're just a bit afraid to ask. So definitely do that. I think moving forward, just understanding your strategic planning and sticking to it, try not to go off track too much. I think that's really helped us, and understanding our vision and mission and always sticking to that's really helped us as well along the way.
Recently we had the inaugural First Nations Textile and Design Awards. Are you looking forward to maybe have one of your lines feature in these awards?
Definitely. I'd love to partner with some of the head of the designers that are doing all the formal gear and stuff like that to showcase some of the bubbas and the little ones. So we probably aim from age newborn up to 5. We did a few little modelling catwalk things during NAIDOC and reconciliation and stuff, but it would be really amazing to partner with someone more on that national level that's a bit more recognised to sit along some of those incredible Indigenous designers as well.
Yeah. Now that you've mentioned the NAIDOC, it's been postponed to November. Have you got any special event coming for NAIDOC 2020?
Everyone's sort of sending out all their big invites at the moment, aren't they? So we'll have to wait and see. They'll definitely be on social media where we'll do a pop-up. We haven't yet confirmed where we're going to be, but we'll do a massive sale over NAIDOC. So we're hoping to do a 50% off sale to celebrate NAIDOC week as well. Jump onto that.
Before I let you go, any advice or message to send out there to the community and maybe the Indigenous business community? A message, something to share your experience and how to maybe inspire those who are still struggling and would like to bounce back from this catastrophic period we've gone through?
Probably my biggest maybe suggestion would be find some partnerships. You know, some of the online guys, when we were really struggling, I mean, we lost 80%. We didn't know what we were going to do. We're in a world of hurt. So when you look at a new direction and look at a new market, have a look at people that are doing it really, really, really well and see if you can either partner with them or follow even some of their direction. I always believe in that. Just navigate through the space that you're in and find those people and really keep an eye on the people that are doing like that, are smashing it out the park. You know, everyone that follows our journey, it's been because of you guys that we've been able to survive. So we just want a massive, massive thank you to all our corporates and all our customers. We couldn't have done it without all the support. And, you know, you guys, NITV reaching out and saying, you know, can we showcase? It's those sort of stories that reaches the nation that gets our brand out there. So we'd like to say thank you as well to you guys.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.